It is time for us to check sports, and well, I guess we'll get right down to it. Why not? Why wait? All right. Some top stories that we're following for you. This is a big story. Three-time champion Phil Mickelson is not playing in the 2022 Masters. He will not play. He's just one of eight players who have won majors in Augusta at least three times. Victories coming in 2004, 2006, and 2010. Why is he not playing? Well, he skipped the Players' Championship earlier this month. He's taking time away from the sport after he faced severe backlash for his public comments about the Saudi Golf League. Mickelson told the Fire Pit Collective's Alan Shipnuck that he'd be willing to overlook Saudi Arabia's sports washing and horrendous human rights record to gain economic leverage over the PGA Tour. Well, he later called his comments reckless and said he would take a break to prioritize the ones I love most and work on being the man I want to be. That happened back in February. He did not provide a timeline when he's going to come back. Following the comments he made on the Saudi Golf League, several sponsors severed ties with the golfer, including KPMG and Workday. Of course, the Masters is not that far away, April 4th through the 10th at Augusta National. So Lefty has his work cut out for him. The Atlanta Falcons signed quarterback Marcus Mariota to a two-year deal after trading Matt Ryan to the Colts. Lots of different quarterback moves in the NFL. The Saints re-signed quarterback Jameis Winston on a two-year deal. So there we go on that. Of course, we've got the UConn women still in the NCAA tournaments. John Clayton passed away. One of a kind. You saw him on TV. He was always talking, an NFL expert. He's been around a long, long time. He was known as the professor for NFL. He was an expert on ESPN, an expert on the salary cap. He was a workplace reporter, and he passed away. So we wish the best to his family, and hopefully. I mean, he was fun to watch. He was one of those reporters that didn't give you all this BS and just gave you the actual shake, the news about what was going on. All right. So we need more of those type of reporters, both in sports and regular nowadays. As I said, just so many crazy football stories going on. The MLB has an investigation into sign stealing that is going on. An appeals court ordered a Manfred letter to Yankees unsealed. A judge ruled that the letter to the Yankees should be unsealed, and the team appealed. That was from the baseball commissioner. The panel making a decision upheld a decision before. So we'll find out exactly what happened with the Yankees and sign stealing. All these teams do this. All of them. The Red Sox in Houston were caught first. And if you think that other teams weren't doing this, you're wrong. I mean, it doesn't make it right that it was done. Don't get me wrong. Because it wasn't right. It wasn't right at all. But there always has to be the first to get caught. All right, let's go take a look at some scores. Let's go to the NBA yesterday. See if any of our locals played. The Nets beat the Jazz 114-106. The Celtics over the Thunder 132-123. Today in the NBA, the Knicks take on the Hawks at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Grizzlies at 7:30. The Knicks take on the Hornets at 7 o'clock tomorrow as well. And the Celtics take on the Jazz. Let us switch over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins beat the Canadiens 3-2. Today, the Rangers take on the Devils at 7 p.m. And coming up tomorrow, the Devils take on the Maple Leafs at 7 p.m. On Thursday, the Bruins take on the Lightning. And the Rangers don't play again until Friday, 7 o'clock, against the Penguins. So there you go. In a nutshell, our sports report this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.